Good morning. It is 9:10 here on the Mighty 690. Time for our update from Coffeeville's Reawakening. And we have Denise York, Jana Kassler in studio. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right. So, Denise, where would you like to start first here today?
I'm just going to start a couple little things I want to remind people about. We have 4 weeks until Vaudeville. That's a Midland fundraiser that we put on once a year. So, tickets are on sale now. They're online. We can go to our Facebook page, or they're on sale at the Chamber for $30. And that gets you also into the after party. So hopefully in the next week or so, we can have some of our entertainers come in and talk about the show. But it's going to be Saturday, July 25th from 7 to 9 at Spencer Rounds Theater. And then the after party is always at the Midland Theater afterwards. So come out and support the Midland and see what we've been doing and check out all the updates. And
big 10 years of Vaudeville.
Big 10 years. So
it's a great show.
And speaking of 10 years, Summer Celebration, I wanted to remind everybody about that. That's 10 years for being out there and also celebrating, the 250th birthday. And Carter Automotive and Reawakening, we're sponsoring the Kitty Parade, and this year we're going to do something a little bit different. We want the kids to decorate their vehicles, when they come out, and there'll be maybe, some prizes given away for the best decorations and everything. So let's try to make it a big deal this year, 10 years and 250. So.
And is there any registration for that? You just kind of show up during the event?
I think registration starts at 8 in the morning, so you can come and park your vehicles at the Stevens Building, and then we'll get you signed up and everything. And then if you want to, you can decorate them while they're parked there or, right before. I think the parade is normally at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
So,
And I think there was a little ice cream truck in it one year, and that was great.
With the
kid in the back, I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we
incredible.
Like to see all the different. I mean, they can come up with some creative things. So, Debbie and Chris had thought, let's give out a few prizes for it and let them. So we're thinking about what we're going to do. But this is the second year that Carter's and Reawakening have kind of co-sponsored this. So it should be a good year. We hope it is. So. And then rodeo tickets, they go on sale tomorrow for $30.
Yeah, so the Fun Pass sale gets you into everything at the grandstand, and that will start tomorrow. It'll be, all day online, but then during normal chamber hours. So anything in the grandstand.
Right.
And demo derby and all.
Yeah, that's the bull riding, the two nights of rodeo, tractor pull, and demo derby. And fairandrodeo.com is where you can go, and that is... that's like 7 weeks away. Summer Celebration is 2 weeks away. Vaudeville is 4 weeks away. I think the summer is just, it's flying by now that it hit June. Yes. May seems slow, but June is just like, I turned around and it's July already. So, and then with the rodeo, that's one of the reasons Jana's in, to talk about some things that she's got going on over there. So,
well, Coffeeville Kiwanis has been busy, and we wanted to first of all tell everybody thank you again on the sponsorships for the senior yard signs and plaques. All 127 seniors were sponsored, and we were able to give out 12 $250 scholarships to 12 seniors. So we appreciate everyone's support. We couldn't do these events without our community behind us. And then coming up with Fair and Rodeo, the Buck Out will be back, our corporate challenge. This is our 18th annual, and we're having it on Thursday, the August 13th. Check-in starts at 5:30. The event starts at 6. It is a mechanical bull, not a real bull. I've had some people ask. And it's $50 a rider, and businesses can sponsor one of their employees or employee's child. We have had as young as 4 years old, and that was Mr. Emmett.
My grandson beat out Marlon Thornburg.
Yes.
The year on the Buck Out. Yeah. I think they were going a little easy on him, but, he's got a huge buckle that was as big as...
And then our oldest has been up to 85 years old. So, but all the riders ride, and then the top 10 with their times and stuff will ride. They receive a gift certificate, and this year Sonic is going to do our gift certificates. And then after that, the 10 will ride again, and then the top four receive a belt buckle. So it's a lot of fun, and we want to invite people. Coffeeville Kiwanis Facebook page, we have some information, and my cell phone number is 620-252-5521, or my email is jjcastler@gmail.com, and I can send you a form. We have it online, and then I'll be passing out some at Business Over Breakfast next week and everything. But like I said, it's $50 a rider, and we post about it on Facebook, and like I said, I'm here on the radio, and then I'll be back in the end of July to kind of a reminder and where we're at on number wise and stuff.
And of course, this starts into the early after, like late afternoon sort of time frame. What day did you say is
Thursday, August the 13th. And then, like I said, we ask everybody check in at 5:30, and they get some practice rounds and stuff, and then we start at 6. And the CCC rodeo team will be judging for us again. Griffin Walker will be there as our announcer, and then the Kiwanis will help run it and everything. And then after the buck out and stuff, then the Kiwanis get to stay and do the riders, you know, do the rides after that. So the whole evening we get to take in the proceeds and stuff. So then this fall we'll start with our football parking at CCC game. So we've got some upcoming sponsorships that we're working on. The Shop with the Cop, the backpack program through Community Elementary, then the police and fire department we do towards their children's program. So we've got some things now that our next round of things to sponsor.
Sure. So the money raised kind of just all goes towards these programs.
Yes, sir. Yeah. We do the Key Club at Phil Kinley, and then we do scholarships each year to seniors. It just depends on our fundraising amount, how many we get to, you know, it's different each year. And then, like I said, we give towards the police and fire department on their children's programs, the backpack program through CE, and the Salvation Army Community Service Volunteers. We've done them, the NATO Fest, and the After Prom. And then we've kind of worked with Haley Collins and have helped with some glasses for some students and stuff. So we have some set projects that we do every year, but then we're always open. Our mission statement is improving the world one child and one community at a time. So everything that we do does come go back into the community, so in different forms.
So we need to come out and ride the mechanical bull to help support.
I would love it.
Yeah. Well, it's always a fun, unique fundraiser and a good spectator sport as well.
Oh, yeah. We had great crowd last year, just watching, cheering on the kids and stuff. So we encourage everyone to come out, and then they can go on to the real rodeo and stuff. But, of course, you know, the fairground always has great food and all kinds of activities going on. So it's a fun week.
That's wonderful. Well, Thursday night of the fair, definitely something to put on your list, even if you're just going to watch, or even better, participate.
Yes, most definitely. And like I said, if they would like to find out more about Kiwanis, we have a Facebook page. If they have any questions, they can call me if they'd like to sign up to sponsor somebody.
And remind us when your meetings are, if maybe someone wants to come by and learn a little bit more.
Well, we usually meet on the fourth Monday of each month at noon, and we meet down at 111 West 8th in the... It's a Casa de Sol office building now, but yeah, I don't know who's going to be the new owners, but they're letting us stay there and stuff. But we meet at noon. We have a program. It's usually about an hour. And if it's a holiday, we try to have to meet the week before. But we would, yeah, if anybody's always welcome to attend and learn more about us. And like I said, we had Gail Billman last month with the hospital on the swing bed. And for July, we have Melissa Murray with NATO Fest coming up. So anyway,
be a good time. So
yes.
We appreciate it, Jana. And I know Lee reminding us as the fair gets a little bit closer.
Yes, sir. I'll see you later.
All right. Wonderful. Well, anything else, Denise, to bring to our attention here?
Well, nope, not really. Just, you know, support everybody that's putting things on, Summer Celebration, the Kiwanis, and, you know, that's all I've got.
Okay. Very good. Well, we appreciate it, ladies. And looking forward to talking again here soon.
Thanks, James.
All right. Thank you. That is our update here from Coffeyville's Reawakening. Straight ahead, we'll have more open line where your calls on the way here on the Mighty 690. Check us some beef industry news for you right now.